I'm Mandy Plow from Longview, Washington. I'm visiting with Nolan and Rachel Byman, also of Longview, about their experience with the stillborn baby.
Just kind of thinking of this whole experience, we know God, we trust as believers that God is the giver of life and death. But how was it to truly accept that and trust that he meant that this baby wasn't going to be alive within your family?
Yeah, I definitely went through a period in the beginning, for sure, of a lot of doubt and guilt and wondered, could I have done things differently? What did I do wrong as a mom who should be protecting this baby in your womb? I think just with our life situation at the time of feeling very busy, slightly overwhelmed, I remember almost pleading with God, like, give us a healthy baby. I'm not sure if I'd be able to handle a baby with, special health trials or whatever. And so when our baby was born and we found out that she had Down syndrome, it was really difficult for me. I wanted her. I wanted to bring her home. And I had to accept that, this is God's plan. This was meant to be. For whatever reason, it's been good for me in that way. And I've been able to appreciate our experiences and the lessons that we've learned. I feel like, God keeps teaching us. And to this day, like, Down's kids, especially, are just extra special.
Since this situation, you've had another baby. Do you feel like this situation made and going through this loss and having to accept it and trust made you more appreciative or see the life that was given in the next baby any way differently?
For sure. It's been, I feel like with the following pregnancy was totally different. In the beginning, I felt more nervous and anxious a little bit, or I thought I would be throughout the entire pregnancy. We had the initial experience of going to the first ultrasound that, like, caused a lot of emotions and, brought back that little bit of trauma with, just 4 months or however many months prior we had been in that situation of checking on the baby, and it just kind of brought everything back. But once we got through that, I feel like I had a lot easier time with that pregnancy. Just we had freshly experienced our loss, the support of the believers, and just feeling like our lives are 100% in God's hands. And honestly, a lot of people ask me, like, how are you doing? Are you, you're probably just a wreck, nervous. And I feel like it actually was an easier pregnancy, and in that way that I was able to just truly feel that, God has a plan for this baby. And I think too, before we had experienced our loss, you kind of just, with everything in life, you take for granted,
Right.
We expect at 7.5 months that, like, you're almost guaranteed a baby. But I feel like in that way, with this following pregnancy, I was able to, I looked forward to baby, but I took it a little differently, I guess, just feeling like, we don't know what the outcome will be. Mm-hmm. And it still felt okay to just trust that it will be what it is and we'll deal with whatever the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But then towards the end, of course, felt like I could look forward to holding this baby and having that hope.
What surprised you about going through this experience of having a stillborn baby?
Well, I had no idea how painful this experience could be. I think I said previously the most difficult time was giving her away at the hospital to the funeral home staff, and then the days after. But also for me, I, aside from being at an ultrasound and seeing her heartbeat on the screen, I had no connection with her.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way that Rachel did, you know, she carried her.
Mm-hmm.
So she felt her, and I remember feeling afterwards like I just had a deep longing to meet her that day in the hospital. Her eyes were closed the whole all day. Obviously, she had passed. But I didn't want to look in her eyes. Like I just couldn't bring myself to look into her eyes. So That's something that has been my experience. Is that I have a deep longing to meet her, to speak with her, and see her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, speaking of seeing her, that's one regret I've had. Is I had a lot of discussions with the funeral director, and one of them was whether we would have an open casket. And it was kind of up in the air, even up until the day of the funeral, or maybe the day before, when I called him and asked him, you know, should we do an open casket? And his recommendation was no. And so I took that recommendation, but we, as a family, opened the casket and looked at her. I had to make sure she was in there. Mm-hmm. We had to see her. I wanted our family to see her. But looking back, I wish I would have left it open for others, because I think for the others, our friends and congregation members who were there, our support, would have been much more meaningful
mm-hmm.
to see her. She was, you know, when a baby is in the womb deceased, they do deteriorate. Their body begins to break down. But she wasn't, at least from what you could see in the cast, she wasn't that bad. You had one little mark maybe on the top of her head that was kind of mostly hidden by a blanket or bow or something. So that's something I wish if I could have done it over again, I would have let others see her. I feel like it would have maybe touched others a little more deeply.
Yeah, I think just to have that feeling of connection with your friends.
Yeah.
It did feel like there was, you know, obviously they are friends. We felt supported. We felt like they truly cared and reached out. But there is a little bit of a disconnect when they haven't seen that child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, I think even to, at the time, we didn't, you know, we got through it. We had family there supporting us, but we never had like an evening or any time set aside to have friends come over and sing songs. And I think that, looking back, would have helped a lot. And, you know, everybody's different, but for me, that was something even a year later, as her birthday approached, I kind of went through a hard time again, just feeling a little anxious about the day coming up and feeling like, you know, what do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do for this 1 year to remember Kate? And I think just like after the fact, I had friends, as I talked about how hard it was, say like, oh, I wish I would have known, like we thought about you and we wanted to reach out, but we weren't quite sure if you wanted your own space. I would have gladly welcomed support and just to have company at the cemetery. And so it ended up being nice. We did reach out to a couple friends and it was good. But I had visited with these friends about how I had felt anxious with her birthday coming up, and you know, everybody's lives have moved on, and does anybody even remember that we have this Kate that we're grieving and have to celebrate? And as we visited, I had mentioned that how like I had just kind of craved like having friends get together and sing songs, and we had some dear friends that would ended up putting an evening together and invited many people over to our house even after that day of her birthday. And that evening was really special. It felt a little bit like I wondered, like, should we do this? You know, it felt a little bit out of place, like we should have done this a year ago, but it was really special. And we even had many people tell us that it was good for them. They appreciated it. And they, you know, one friend even mentioned how it, like, she was able to feel more of our situation, and it meant a lot to her. So I think, you know, just taking the time to be with or support those who are going through even a situation like this of losing a baby who's in the womb, like, you may not feel that connection, but it's the family, just to show the support.
So this, that was a nice experience to hear about being able to get the support from friends. And even if it wasn't right away after, a year later, it still brought comfort.
Yeah, I feel like there were many conversations over the course of the last couple of years that have been meaningful. All of them, I guess I would say, have been meaningful. And specifically those other moms who reached out, some who I never knew, reached out from other areas even, who have been through a similar experience, those were extra special. Whether they sent a card, texted, called, some, you know, maybe we bumped into at summer services the next year. And some of those times I was a little bit caught off guard, and it was just pretty neat to feel like, you know, we had gone through several months after losing our baby and kind of getting through some of those hardest times. It felt like, it seemed like life, you know, got too quickly back to normal. You know, with people not knowing our baby, I feel like it's just a little bit of a unique grief in a way, maybe a little bit lonely grief. But when those people reached out, you know, even 9 months later, a year later, those conversations were extra special. So I guess I would encourage anybody, you know, we've all been on the outside of situations and probably feel bad or timid or not sure how to reach out. Is it too late? You know, I feel bad to say anything now because it's been 2 years or whatever, but don't feel bad. It's any conversation, any, you know, memories or regarding your lost child or whoever you're grieving, I guess I could say, is I feel like it'll always be meaningful.
And maybe those, just the conversations that have come up are also the times that God is sending another angel, like you mentioned earlier. That,
right, yeah.
To help and help heal. And
yeah, it's amazing to go through that experience and feel that, you know, it's, you can go through a period of time where, you know, maybe life does get more back to normal and you feel okay, and that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
But you still need to grieve for some time.
Mm-hmm. So as you went through that year, what other things did you do or have physically that helped to keep the memory of Kate close and keep her present in your family?
So initially, I feel like just a lot of talking and singing songs with our family. But I had a picture of Kate. One of our friends who had been through a similar experience had told us before we delivered her that take lots of pictures. You know, this is your only time with her. And I appreciated that advice. So I feel like we had lots of pictures, and I've always appreciated having that and just being able to sit in my chair and look at her up on the mantle. Also, especially in those first couple months, we spent a lot of time up at the cemetery, and that was, I feel like, needed and and special to all of us, along with, you know, different gifts we received from friends, trees or plants for our yard. A lot of people sent us ornaments, and those ended up being and still are a really special piece in our home. We bought a little tree that we call our memory tree for Kate. And being that it was fall time and getting close to the holidays, we ended up putting all of those ornaments on that one tree. And that first year, we didn't actually end up getting another Christmas tree. That was just our tree that year.
Is there anything else that you would want to share with someone else, another believer who's going through this same kind of loss?
What sticks out in my mind is just taking time to grieve, especially, you know, if you're in a busy stage of life, it can be hard to just have quiet time and headspace to grieve. I found in the beginning that we spent a lot of time up at the cemetery, especially Nolan and I. We would go up there almost every day initially. And as time went on, it was, you know, life gets busy and back to routine. But I feel like we had to still just make it a priority to take time to go. And for us, it was maybe going there to get some quiet. And but then we also found the kids would request to go.
Mm-hmm.
They would say that we haven't been to the cemetery for a long time. And so that was good too, then, as they reminded us, and we would take an opportunity to go as a family as well. And that helped just maybe keep the focus a little bit more on her and what we were going through for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who is experiencing a trial, God will care for you through the other believers. We found it's very important to share. It's the hardest times are when others don't know about your trials. But if you're given the opportunity to share what you can, what you're comfortable with, it gives others the opportunity to pray and to offer encouraging words and advice. There's many out there who have had other somewhat similar, maybe slightly different experiences, but can offer, maybe not give you advice, but just speak of their experience, and that can be very meaningful and helpful in the midst of a heavy trial.
Thank you for sharing so much about this experience for you and having a stillborn baby, Kate, and the time after.